Hi, my name is Garrett. I play the saxophone. I am 15 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Garrett. Okay, Kids Commuters, here we are on March week Thursday, and this week we have Kids Commuter Maya with us. Hi, Maya.
Hello.
And we're trying out some marches on Maya and telling her some stories. So, Maya, here's the story about today's march. This is a really fun story. It's called Colonel Bogey's March, or the Colonel Bogey.
That's a funny name.
It is. Like, what does Bogey sound like?
I don't know. It sounds like maybe like the boogeyman or something. I don't know.
Right? Well, it turns out bogey is a golfing term.
Oh.
I know. Oh, who knew? And this particular march was written about a military man who liked to golf.
Okay.
But one thing that golfers do before they haul off and they hit that golf ball as hard as they can, they yell the word "four." That lets people know I'm about to send a golf ball careening through the air, so please don't get hit in the head with it. Right? Seems reasonable.
Yeah.
Colonel Bogey, that was not his real name, but this guy that they jokingly called Colonel Bogey, instead of yelling the word "four," he whistled two notes. And that was it. He would just whistle these two notes. So I'm going to play for you the famous Colonel Bogey March. This was also featured in a movie called Bridge on the River Kwai.
Okay.
And it was about a bunch of prisoners of war who were forced to build a bridge they didn't want to build. And so one thing they would do is go marching, and when they were on their way marching to build this bridge, they would whistle this march. So people all think that this is a whistled march because it's whistled in the movie, but you and I know the truth of where the whistling actually comes from. So this is a mashup, so you won't hear our exact march structure in this one, just okay. So you can hear the whistling part. Here's Colonel Bogey. So that's the real Colonel Bogey March mixed together with our marching, whistling prisoners. But just so you know, you may see that pop up in some music or some movies now and again. It's always being whistled by people who are doing work that they don't want to do. So now you know, if you ever whistle, you can whistle that if you're ever being forced to do the dishes or something, you'll be making a little protest.
Yeah.
Maybe your parents will get it. Maybe they won't. It might just be between you and me. Time now to check in with our March week Quizlet. And the queen of our Quizlet this week is Miss Maya. Miss Maya, what's our Quizlet this week?
What is the name of this famous march?
What are our hints, Maya?
You will hear it and march to it yourself when you graduate from high school. And it's by Sir Edward Elgar.
Part of our hint, our third hint, is that the title is blank and blank, like apples and bananas. But the words blank and blank mean what?
A splendid celebration full of ceremony and fuss.
Okay, what is the name of this march that means a splendid celebration full of ceremony and fuss? If you know, send us a text with the answer and your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And remember, Quizlet Aces, we're only sending out prize packs to you once every 30 days, although you can answer this Quizlet anytime you want. Okay, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm Maya.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Interlaken Public Radio.